If you have your Bibles with you today, turn to the book of John,
chapter 1.
The title of this message is The True Light. But before we get started today, I want to tell you something. I am recording this sermon today. So the people at Fork Union Baptist Church, they will not only be able to hear this message, but they'll be able to hear my friend and my brother, Pastor
Godin,
doing such a great job interpreting. And I want it to be recorded today that I know he's correcting all my mistakes. I just don't know. That's what we're supposed to do as brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's get started this morning. This week we have been traveling out in groups. Each day we've had the pleasure of meeting many people. We were blessed to share the gospel with probably almost 100 people. We were blessed to see some new believers come to Christ. I look forward to tomorrow as we may see more. But we also saw others who did not receive Christ. We saw some who have been deceived. And I think that these few verses that we're going to read today speak directly to what we are dealing with. They speak directly to this topic. So I'm going to ask my friend Pastor Godin to read John chapter 1.
Just,
and all we're going to go is verse 9 through
13. Okay.
John 1. Yes.
Verse 9 through 13. Okay. Kanatashika tiaveringa pamwechete. Echi chaiwe chiedza. Apupurire. Okay. Echi chaiwe chiedza chazvokwadi. Chinovhenekera munhu mumwe nomumwe. Pakusvika kwacho panyika. Wakanga ari panyika. Asi nyika haina kumuziva. Wakauya kune zvake. Asi vanhu vake havana kumugamuchira. Asi vose vakamugamuchira. Wakavapa simba kuti vave vana vaMwari. Ivavo vanotenda kuzita rake. Avo vasina kuberekwa neropa kana nokuda kwenyama. Kana nokuda kwemurume asi naMwari. Shoko rakazova nyama rikagara pakati pedu tikavona kupwinya kwake kupwinya sokwa wakaberekwa mumwe chete wababa azere nenyasha nezvokwadi Johani okay danga ndapfuura sorry
that's okay so before we get started today
tisatanga nhasi
we all need to be reminded this world is full of darkness. This world is full of sickness and death. This is exactly the message that we have been making sure the people here know. All week I have been teaching on the two circles. The two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. We have to understand that as we live in this broken world, it's not our home, us who believe in Jesus. But we also must remember that we were all born into sin. This world is full of sin. Psalm 51:5 says this. For I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. This world is full of the corruption that hell brings. But as we read in God's word today, there is hope. Let's look back at verse 9. If you have your Bible, just look back at verse 9. The Bible doesn't just kind of say this, it makes it very clear that Jesus and only Jesus is the true light. There's always been other people who claim to be the light. There's always been other people who in the world who tell us, I can reveal you to God. If you come follow me, then I can give you that fellowship with God. There's always been people who claim that they can deliver us from our sin. There's always been people who claim that they can get rid of our shame. But I am here to tell you, some of you know, these people are false lights. Their claims only came from their simple human mind. But Jesus is the only true light. So what does this mean? It means that Jesus Christ is what men is, or is what we are not. Others may claim to be the light of man, but they are only human like you and me. So I want to caution you today. When somebody comes and tells you that I am the light, I am more special than you. I am more holy than you. I can reveal you to God. They are a false light. I will try to explain it like this. It's like me climbing a tree. And I come and I tell you, I say, I can give you light. That sun up there, you don't need that. I'll do it with my flashlight. That's the difference between Jesus and the light that he gives us and the light that mankind that some false prophet can give us. Christ was called the light because he does for us what light does for us. Light is good. Imagine if we lived in a world that you never could see because it was dark. Light is pure and it is clean. So is Christ. Light cuts through the darkness. So does Jesus Christ. Light helps us see better. It helps our vision and increases our knowledge. When we can see, we see what's around us. This is what Christ does for us. Light also warns us of the dangers that lay ahead. So does Jesus Christ. Light helps us stay on the right path. When I am here out in these villages, and I see all the trails that you walk, I couldn't find my way home in the light. Because I'm not familiar with the area. But I cannot imagine being out here in the dark by myself. I would end up on the other side of the mountain. Trying to come back to Godin's home. See, Christ leads us along the right path in life. And the last thing that I want to share with you about the light is that it strips away the darkness. And it exposes the truth. So does Christ. When we're walking in darkness, we're walking blindly because we don't have the truth that sets us free. Amen?
Amen.
And the good news of Jesus is this. The good news that we come to share, the reason we call it the good news, is because it's not just for me. It's not just for Pastor
Gordon.
It's just not for these children. It's for everyone. Is there any better news than that? So remember, Christ came to be a light for everyone. Everyone in Zimbabwe. Everyone in China. Everyone in Europe. Everyone in the United States. Everyone in the places where no one has ever been. The mission of Jesus Christ is to give light to everyone. Many of you have probably heard this verse. John 3:16. God gave his only son. That whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. See, it's easy to see when we go through the Bible. You can read from the front to the back and over and over again. We see that it is easy to see. God loves us. And he wants nothing but the best for us. We can see this just by looking at his creation. Psalm 19:1 says this. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. There's no way that you can look at all this and say there's no God. We can also see how much God loves us by the way he gives us gifts. Just like my brother Budgie was talking about. God gives us air to breathe. He makes sure that the trees bear fruit to give us something to eat. He gives us the animals that we can eat. He keeps the sun burning. Keeps us warm and gives us light. But we would get too hot, so he gives us a breeze to keep us cool. Everything works the way he designed it. And when it gets too dry, he brings us rain. He gives us our family. He gives us their children. In fact, the Bible tells us that the children are a gift from God,
the
heritage of the Lord. James 1:17 tells us this, that every good gift comes down from above, comes from the Father of the heavenly light. So it's, you see, it is easy for us to see that there is one creator. I would talk to many people when I would meet them this week. And I would tell them this. So many places that I have been in the world, people will worship a rock. They will worship a tree. Or they will worship a god of this and a god of that. But it's obvious to me to see there's only one God. Take a good look at my friend Godin. I want you to notice that he has two eyes. He has a nose with two nostrils. He has a mouth with teeth. He has two ears. You get the point. And then look at my face. I have two eyes. I have two nostrils. I have white teeth. Two ears. Our skin may be different. Maybe different colors. But I would guarantee if you opened our bodies up, we both have one heart. We both have the same design inside. That tells me that there's a creator in heaven. No matter where you live in this earth, he not only created us, but he loves us. But see, we really see God's love for us through His Son Jesus Christ. Because as Budgie was teaching the other night, the blessings we have on earth are just, these are just temporary. Jesus became the Savior, is the Savior of the world. He is coming to the world as a light so that everyone who believes in Him will not have to live in this darkness. Every person, because of Jesus, now can become saved. They can be saved from the darkness. They can be saved from the powers of hell. They can even be saved from death. But even though Jesus Christ came to save us, just as we read in John chapter 1, most people in the world choose to reject Him. You see this if you look back in verses 10 and 11. See, we must not forget
that
Jesus was with God from the very beginning of creation. John tells us this in John chapter 1, verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word is Jesus. And it says the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Jesus himself confirms this. In John chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. Jesus told Thomas these words. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Is there any way that we could confuse that? Is there any way that some preacher could say, I am also the light? When the man that walked upon the earth performed many miracles, died a horrible criminal's death on the cross, was buried in the grave, and was seen by many people when he was raised from the grave, and was seen as he ascended into heaven. When this kind of man tells us these words that he is the only way, how would we ever believe anyone else? He says this, he says, if you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. But from now on, you do know him because you have seen him. This is confirming that Jesus is God. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus was with God from the beginning. But when he came to earth, he was God in the flesh. He did many miracles and healed many people. Yet people still rejected him. He would go to town sharing the truth about the kingdom of God. He had the same problems that we deal with. The religious leaders say you have to follow these rules. You have to dress a certain way. You have to give a certain amount of money. You have to recite a certain prayer. But Jesus came to share the truth. That God wants us to repent of our sins. And follow him. Yet people still rejected him. And they would plead with him. They'd say, please, get out of here, leave. They would mock him and say, you are nothing. Isn't this the guy that's just a carpenter? See, even the priest and the religious leaders did not accept Jesus. They even had Jesus hung on the cross. You see, things aren't much different now than they were then. People have always rejected Christ. But some have received him. They have become the right to be children of God. That's what we see in the last two verses here. In verse 12 and 13, if you want to look back. Not everyone has rejected Jesus Christ. So how is it that we receive him? We simply believe in his name. That's what John tells us in verse 10. And when we do this, this is when we are given the right to become children of God. When we believe in Jesus Christ, when we cry out to him for forgiveness, when we turn from our sin and we follow him, we become sons and daughters of God. This is good news, folks. When a person receives Christ in their life, Jesus Christ gives that person the power to become a child of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul reminds us that we are a new creation. We're not just a new creation. We're a new creation in Jesus Christ. It is not something we can earn. It's definitely not something we deserve. It's not something we can work towards. The Bible tells us it's a gift. When someone gives you a gift, and they say, I want to give you this, they don't expect you to pay them for it. Our sister Marion gave my wife a dress. And my wife said, oh, I must pay you for this. Marion said, no, it's a gift. If I expected you to pay me for it, it suddenly would not be a gift. This is how it is with God and his Son. This is how it is with the gift that he gave us. But there is a responsibility on our part. That we must want to repent from our sin. That we want to ask Jesus to forgive us. And then we decide to let Jesus not only be our Savior. You see, many people want to be saved. Many people say, Jesus, be my Savior. But not many people say, Jesus, be my Lord. He is our Lord and Savior. Because if someone is your Lord, they will have authority over your life, which means you will want to obey them. And you will want to follow them. See, we begin a new life in Jesus
Christ.
We don't become better. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches we become new. And that's exactly what John is telling us in the last verse. The only way to become a child of God is to become born again. And this birth is not of man. He's not talking about going back in your mother's womb. I don't think I would fit in my mother's womb. She might not like me very much. If I tried to go back in her womb, that doesn't make sense. He is talking about a spiritual spiritual birth. Because the Bible is very clear. Before we are born in Christ, we're dead. We are dead. This birth cannot come from a prophet. This birth cannot come from a priest. This birth cannot come from a faith healer. This birth cannot come from a witch doctor. This birth cannot come from us doing good things. This birth comes from God. Through our faith in Jesus Christ. So I want to tell you today, in case there's any doubt in your mind, that God loves you. God knows that you're a sinner. God knows your sin. God knows that you're not perfect. That's why he made a way for us to be with him. Since the very beginning, this has been a problem. We have always rebelled against God. The devil likes to tell us you're not good enough. But God loves us so much, he gave us the gift of salvation. The Bible tells us clearly that those who reject Jesus will not enter the kingdom of God. When they die, they will choose to spend eternity separated from God. This place is called hell. The Bible is very clear about hell. It is a world full of darkness for eternity. In fact, the Bible says it's a place where there's a burning lake of sulfur. It is a place where there is gnashing of teeth. What is gnashing of teeth? I don't fully understand it. But it just sounds awful. Have you ever picked up something that was hot? Have you ever grabbed a pot? Or maybe something you thought was not on fire? Or touched a hot stove? And without even thinking, your teeth come together. And you go, because you're in pain and it hurts. Imagine that feeling. Gnashing your teeth. Because of the pain. The separation of God forever. Can you imagine that? God doesn't want this for us. People have asked me this. Let's say, Pastor, tell me this. If this God you speak of loves me so much, why would he ever send me to hell? But see, we have to remember that God doesn't send us to hell. Remember, he's made a way for us to be in heaven. We choose to go to hell when we say we're not going to follow him. I have something I want to show you today. This is over a receipt that I got. From the government of Zimbabwe. When I got off the plane here in Harare, I went up to a desk and there was a government official there. And I had to fill out a form. And I had to do it just right. And I had to pay $30. And they looked at all my paperwork. And they checked it twice. And they looked at me like I was trying to... trick them. What are you doing here? And I had to pay $30 to get into the country. And I noticed on my visa, it's called a visa. It says visa type. And it says single entry. So I had to do all this and pay all this money to enter here where you live. To enter here in Zimbabwe. But this did not get all my friends in. This only got me in. And I tell you that because I want to tell you this. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, He paid your visa to enter heaven. And it wasn't just for you. It was for everyone. So I want to ask you today, do you believe in the name of Jesus? Will you receive Jesus Christ today? Will you choose to receive Him? Or will you reject Him? See, God loves you so much today. He's not going to make you choose Him. The choice is ours. Have you ever received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Just as we heard yesterday, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Just like Rolf said, today is the day to deal with it. So I would pray just like people did last night. If you feel that pulling on your heart, that is God speaking to you, saying, child, come home. Do not leave today without accepting the free gift, without getting your visa stamped into the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As you know,